Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the nation's capital, this is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS with Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen. Interesting guests, intriguing topics, and your phone calls at 718-506-1944. The Burke Allen Show is a presentation of Allen Media Strategies, online at allenmediastrategies.com. Now, celebrating his third decade behind the mic, here's Burke Allen.
Thanks for listening on this overcast day in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., from our underground broadcast bunker. We, of course, love to hear from you at 718-506-1944. You can also instant message us your questions and comments in our chat room here at the Burke Allen Show. Well, leadership is the topic today, but leadership in the real world, leadership on a shoestring budget, if you will. And that's the title of the brand new book from Dr. Madeline Frank, who for the past couple of decades has been helping businesses do just that, and business owners as well. Now, Dr. Frank is a best-selling author at Amazon.com. She does lots of speaking. She hosts a radio show. She's an expert on e-zines. And here's the neat part. Dr. Frank is a concert violinist who's played with some pretty darn big names. And I don't want to drop a whole lot of names here, but, Dr. Frank, you hung out with old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra himself. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. He was just a wonderful, wonderful guy. Between shows, he always had lots of food for all the people. In one corner, all the musicians were gambling away their salary, and in the other corner, they were eating. So it was quite a lot of fun.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, let me ask you, how do you make the transition from professional musician who tours the world to, a business advisor and ultimately a best-selling author? How does that happen?
Well, I think it happens because between touring, I was always helping out at my family construction and management business. And I've been doing that for, I guess, over 20 years. And I'm in charge of all kinds of different problems and things. For instance, one day I was asked in my job as one of the owners of the company to go up on the roof of a building. And this was a bit of I would call it problem solving, because the roofer that we'd hired was in charge of putting the brand new plasticized roof on the building. All buildings, as you know, are supposed to keep us from having water coming in them.
Sure.
So I went up on the top of the roof, because we had three over 50-year-old buildings that had to be re-roofed. And I saw them over a period of a couple of weeks remove all the old stuff and put the wood coating on and then put the new roof. And so I hopped up on top of the roof. I had my camera, and I was looking and photographing the roof just to see the progress of it. And suddenly the head roofer, this big burly linebacker type, comes up to me and says, "I want $3,000 right now." And I was a little startled. But
sure.
I looked at the guy. And I said, "Do you remember, Mr. S., getting the money, your draw, 2 days ago?" He nodded. And then he reiterated the same comment again, that he had to have it right this second. And here I'm overlooking a highway, a big highway here on top of this building. And I looked him in the eyeballs, and I said to him, "Do you see an ATM machine anywhere up here?" So he's looking around all over the place. And then he looked at me. He nodded, "It's not here." And that seemed to cool him off. And he just walked away, and I continued photographing the rest of the roof. But I found it kind of fascinating. You know, one day I'll be playing with a conductor in China, and then the next day I'll be on the top of a roof. So I find it all fascinating and fun, trying to fix situations and handle people. Because you and I know, no matter what you're into, you're going to have problem situations.
Sure. Dr. Madeline Frank is our guest today. The brand new book about to be released is Leadership on a Shoestring Budget. You can find Madeline at her speakers bureau, speakersmatch.com, where she speaks all around the country to help businesses stay afloat in times of trouble like now. And one of your observations, which I thought was interesting because it ties in your music career as concert violinist with what you do with businesses, is something you call tuning up your business. So give us a couple of thoughts around that process.
Well, it's like in our own business, you find that there are leaks going on. It's like materials are costing too much. So you have to go and find new suppliers that have good quality equipment that you need for a solid price that you can trust. It's sort of like a sales thing, you and I know, about customer service. You have to make sure your customers are satisfied with your product and that you're doing the best job you can. So that's what we try to do. When I find that something is out of alignment, the first thing I want to do is organize and fix it. And that's what we do with other businesses as well as our own. And that's what I usually do to help them. I'll see what's out of whack, and I'll fix it. Maybe they're having trouble with conflict management, and I'll talk to them, just like I dealt with the roofer. I looked him directly in the eyes. I let the person vent. Then I make comments to try to fix the situation if I can. But the idea is to think how you can fix situations and fix companies to stay in business.
Dr. Madeline Frank is our guest. Our phone number is 718-506-1944. Madeline, how important do you think that outside perspective is to a company or an organization? You know, the old adage that sometimes you're too close to the forest for the trees. You can't, you know, fix things because you're just too close to the problem. Have you found that to be the case? And lots of times, you know, you'll be able to crystallize an issue or a challenge and fix it right away because you have that outside perspective?
Yeah, I think it is. It's because of all of what I call first impressions and commanding attention. An outsider has the opportunity to come in and see something that the people that are too close to a situation cannot. You're absolutely right. And that's the thing. It's like in a business, I sum up a person by the way they come in and how they act. It's like recently I had somebody walk into my office and demand money from me, and I didn't know what job he was on or what he was talking about. And the first thing that came out of my mouth was, could you please give me the invoice and the details of what you've got with the bill? And in 48 hours, I'll check it out. And instead, he, like the roofer, was demanding money. But you and I know we don't pay for anything until we've seen the before and after pictures and we know what they're talking about.
Sure.
So that's the way I handled him, and 48 hours later I checked out to see if the work was done and how it was done, and I got the pictures. But I think it's about the same in the music world. You have lots of situations where there's some jealousy and some backbiting, and the way to handle it is to just stand outside for a second and just mull it all over and figure it out. I call it the Winston Churchill principle of never giving in, finding out all the facts and how to figure out how to fix it. The brainstorming type thing.
Madeline Frank is our guest today. Her brand new book is called Leadership on a Shoestring Budget. And we'll talk about that leadership and also see if we can quiz her about some of the big names that she's performed with, because it's just an incredible story, the juxtaposition between the two things that you do. Dr. Madeline Frank is our guest. Back with more right after this on the Burke Allen Show.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show. Talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet, video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You could also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit greatvideotool.com today. That's greatvideotool.com. Do it now. Greatvideotool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com, and experience Dark Force.
It's the Burke Allen Show. Thank you so much for listening wherever you are in the world. We do appreciate you being here. Our guest today is Dr. Madeline Frank. She is a speaker, a business owner, best-selling author at Amazon, and a brand new book is called Leadership on a Shoestring Budget. Perhaps most fascinating, though, is Dr. Madeline Frank. You're a doctor, you're an author, you're a business owner, and have worked in the construction business, of all things, but you're also this very prim and proper concert violinist who has played all over the world. And so it's going to be tough. If someone visits you at MadelineFrank.com and they see this very beautiful lady holding a violin and you're dressed to the nines, to think about you with a hard hat traipsing around in your family's construction business. Have you ever thought about that and thought about how do these two worlds come together?
Well, to me, it's all about bridging. Bridging the two worlds, construction and the concert world, and dealing with, it's all dealing with people. That's basically what it is. To me, I have a forum wherever I am. You know, I might not have my fiddle on the roof or on the construction sites, but it, to me, it makes sense. I've always hated to be bored, and I know you understand this thoroughly yourself with all the things you do. And I find it adds to the world to be able to do so many different things so that I'm never bored. I have musical friends who tell me, well, I don't know what to do on my day off. Well, being that I don't have too many days off, it keeps me vibrant, I think.
That is not a challenge for you. Tell me about playing in Carnegie Hall.
Oh, playing at Carnegie Hall with the likes of Frank Sinatra, Lou Rawls, Natalie Cole, and Paul Anka. It was just a wonderful experience. I always think of the first impressions I have of these folks and the way they commanded attention just by walking into a room. They were so confident, and the way they carried themselves and the way they made eye contact and the way how trim they looked. And the audience was just so happy to be there by their warm smiles and their wonderful diction. It was kind of an awakening, aha moment to me when I work with them, because I suddenly decided, well, maybe I should go to the gym and I should work out a couple times a week. And maybe I should skip the extra brownie I'm going to have at lunch. I mean, if I'm going to be on the stage with them, I should look just as fit and trim and wonderful.
That's right. You're going to be up there with Natalie Cole. You're going to be judged by the way Natalie Cole looks. Makes sense. Sure.
Yeah, it makes sense to me because you're sitting there working with them and playing. You want to look just as cool and neat. Because to me, wherever I am, whatever I'm doing, I'm looking just like other people look at me for that first impression, how the folks are dressed, how they hold themselves. Because whether you're a plumber, whether you're a conductor, you know, no matter what you're doing, I think you should have a certain presence. It should look like you're confident about what you do. You're a take-charge type of person, just like all the greats.
And you've performed with many of the greats, including Sinatra, Lou Rawls, Natalie Cole, the OJs at Carnegie Hall, Dr. Madeline Frank. The new book is Leadership on a Shoestring Budget. Is it available now at Amazon.com and bookstores?
Well, it will be shortly at Amazon, being that it just got published. It's in my hands. Now I'm arranging for Amazon to be able to have it. People can get a look on it on Speaker Match, and shortly it will be available to Amazon.
Outstanding. Visit Dr. Madeline Frank at her online speakers bureau, speakermatch.com, and keep an eye out for Leadership on a Shoestring Budget, very apropos for the times that we live in. Dr. Madeline Frank, thank you so much for being on the Burke Allen Program today.
Well, I thank you so much for inviting me. It's always wonderful to speak to you.
You as well. Dr. Madeline Frank, the book, Leadership on a Shoestring Budget. Watch for it at Amazon.com and bookstores everywhere. I'm Burke Allen in Washington, D.C. Thanks for listening. Now, go out and make it a great day.